Welcome to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges, with your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch. Over the next hour, Dr. Lynch and her guests will recall epiphanous moments in their lives and maybe even inspire you to share your own. Now, here is your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to our show. Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. I am your host, Dr. Veronica R. Lynch, and I am so excited to be here with you today. Thank you for tuning in, and for the next hour, I hope you find the show uplifting, empowering, and enjoyable. We have a fabulous guest with us today, Dr. Jean Marie Farish, who will be talking on the topic, It's All About Love. Dr. Farish says that love is the answer to all of our problems, but it is our greatest challenge. Dr. Jean Marie Farish's Dark Night of the Soul was a pivotal point in her life's journey. Overcoming faulty beliefs of perfectionism and people-pleasing, she realized that unworthiness is our divine birthright and is not dependent upon the perceptions of others. During this episode, she will share her spiritual epiphany during her stay in Malaysia, the Pearl of the Orient, that revealed it was all about love, and how she found her way home in this peaceful, beautiful, tropical, multicultural, multi-ethnic, and multi-religious land. Dr. Jean Marie Farish helps people move beyond their faulty beliefs and deep conditioned fears to create a new love story. She will share the 9 ingredients in the recipe of love adopted from Henry Drummond's analysis of love that laid the foundation for transcending language and culture with a renewed sense of self, conscious living, and heightened awareness of divine love. After writing her memoir, The Long Journey Home, about her transformational journey, something happened. Her proposal was one of 35 Global Award winners of the 4th Annual Transformational Author Experience Writing Contest. Her award was Vicki Winterton's prize to be featured on the cover of Published magazine, along with a global interview. And this was the beginning of her mission to spread the message of love writings, teachings, and Voice America empowerment show, Love Light. So Dr. Marie Farish, the host for Voice America World Talk Radio Empowerment Show, Love Light, Living in the Spirit of Love, is an award-winning best-selling author, educator, life coach, founder and CEO of Jean Marie Farish Center for Conscious Living, Loving LLC, and Life Care Wellness PEP for Angels Incorporated. Dr. Farish earned a PhD in rehabilitation, MS in rehabilitation counseling, BA in psychology, and is a certified rehabilitation counselor. She served a 28-year career as an administrator and professor in higher education and almost 10 years as a rehabilitation counselor, helping clients with community reintegration from prison. She was invited to University Sains Malaysia, USM, in Penang, the Pearl of the Orient, where she served as honorary consultant in the Division of Industry and Community Network and worked with the USM's faculty and staff to write the published book, Volunteerism in Malaysia, Fostering Civic Responsibility. Dr. Farish has been featured on the covers of Published, BookMad Insights Magazine, and Sparks of Inspiration. She has authored 6 books and co-authored 13 international best-selling books. She teaches enrichment classes at Millsaps College. is a writer for Sivana East and the recipient of numerous Effie Awards. She has been featured on numerous global radio interviews, summits, and shows. Dr. Farish is a member of the best-selling Author International Organization and serves on the advisory board. She's also an avid reader and traveler. I am thrilled and honored to welcome Dr. Jean Marie Farish to our show today. Welcome, Dr. Farish.
Well, Veronica, thank you so much. It is a pleasure to be on your show today. It's such a delight.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're here. So let's jump right in. I wanted to start by asking you, Dr. Farish, what drives your philosophy about life and what inspired your life's mission and purpose?
Thank you so much, Veronica, for this interesting question. You know, there's a relevant quote by Henry Drummond. You will find as you look upon your life that the moments when you really lived are the moments when you've done things in the spirit of love. And as you indicated earlier, I know that love is the answer to all human problems. And thus, the guiding principle of my life is to abide by the higher ideals of love, which is our natural state of being. Veronica, love is the light of the soul. Love is the pathway to oneness. Love is the light that shines in our heart. So essentially, my mission is to live an altruistic and wholehearted life anchored in the power of love to flourish and master my life by embodying love through daily practice and to spread the message of love. And I have an adage. It's each one, reach one, teach one to create a ripple effect for change.
Wow, I love that. Abiding by the highest ideal of love and embodying love, which is our right. I love that. It gives me thrills. You talked about the dark night of the soul. I wanted to know, what is dark night of the soul and what led to your dark night of the soul and how did you overcome?
Oh, thank you so much for asking me these wonderful questions. And I'll begin by sharing, you know, what really led me to that. And of course, the dark night of the soul is like a spiritual depression. And ultimately, it's a longing for that connection to the divine love within. I felt a sense of disconnect and I felt fragmented. What I was really seeking was myself. And it is that journey inward, that burning desire to come home to your true self, which is what I think we all seek. I was always searching for answers to those existential questions. And of course, being a professor in higher education and teaching classes and rehabilitation, I always posed insightful questions for my students. Yeah. But of course, for me, you know, I was posing these existential questions to myself. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? And after achieving major milestones in my life and being disillusioned with societal standards of success and happiness, I felt unfulfilled. I was driven by the need to be perfect, to feel worthy. And you know, Dr. Veronica, this perfectionism is self-abusive and oppressive, and it's really more ego-driven. And it's so important for us to root out these weeds and faulty beliefs that play themselves out in our lives. I was raised by my endearing grandmother who showed me unconditional love, not by my parents. And after my birth, I was cared for by a Catholic nun, Sister Jean Marie, whom I was named after. When I was in high school, my beloved childhood sweetheart, who called me every night and sang love songs, was killed in a car accident. And these incidents led to profound feelings of unworthiness. I became a people pleaser, as you indicated earlier in the introduction, overgiver. I didn't have healthy boundaries. I devoted my energy to help by helping others, and it became draining and depleting. My belief was that worthiness and love was connected to the approval of others. And my life was like a mirror reflecting back to me my unworthiness. And this thing played out in my life that resulted in physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual depletion that catapulted me into the dark night of the soul. And this dark night of the soul, I am truly grateful for it because it transformed my life. And you asked me another question about how I overcame. Yes. And there are two things that I like to highlight, if you would allow me to.
Please.
The dream that I had and a journey. I had a vivid dream one night in a deep sleep. I was in the hospital room with my grandmother who had passed away. And I went to check on her and she had drowned in her bathtub. And I was screaming and crying and I flung myself on the bed. And suddenly, my clothes were drenching with water. And I heard a voice, lift the cloak of heaviness and exchange it for the garment of praise. And Dr. Veronica, that's a scripture from Isaiah 61, 3 in the Bible. And when I heard this, I felt my wet clothes lifted from me like a blanket. And then I heard, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And that's another scripture from Matthew 11, 28. So, Veronica, I was actually my grandmother in that tub of water. It was me. I was in the hospital room, which represented my need for healing. And from that, I was given a formula, which I call the triumph, the spirit of recovery. And this is the formula. There are five keys. Surrender. To let go and have faith, humility, acceptance and humbleness, compassion, gentleness and loving kindness, resilience, endurance and strength, and gratitude, which is praise and joy. And those were five keys that really came through that, you know, really got me on the road of healing and recovery. And then hence the journey being gifted with this transformational journey to the Orient for 6 months on invitation by Professor Dato Seixing Mei, who was the vice chancellor at that time. And this journey is where I found myself, the true meaning of love and loving myself. So ultimately, Dr. Veronica, the dark night of the soul was my saving grace. And it literally saved my life.
Wow, what a profound story. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I imagine that we all go through asking ourselves those existential questions at some point in our lives. Who are we? And what is our purpose for living? And that profound dream was so impactful. And the five keys, surrender, humility, compassion, resilience, and gratitude. I love those. Thank you for sharing those. So tell us about your turning point and spiritual epiphany with the revelation, it's all about love. How does this relate to our human family?
Dr. Veronica, I am happy to share my turning point. And also the question about how does this all relate to our human family. So if you will, I just like to, you know, focus on this spiritual epiphany, which was a turning point.
Awesome.
And actually, Dr. Veronica, I think we may not realize how closed our hearts are. And we just get on with life and live unconsciously with these deep conditioned fear-based beliefs. And at a point of surrender, I was given this welcoming, life-changing opportunity to serve at University Science Malaysia in Penang. And being far from home, I felt the familiarity and a soulful connection to the people, the places, and the land. And I recalled even in a geography class when I was a sixth grader, reading about the land, there was a powerful resonance with my spirit. And who would have thought that decades later, I would be here in this land? And these peaceful meditational walks, participating in cultural events, traveling to indigenous communities, volunteering at the Children's Center for children who had autism, you know, visiting different temples and churches, Hindu, Buddhist, Catholic churches, spiritual encounters with priests, they were so transformative. And my charge was to work with faculty, as you shared earlier, on writing their book on volunteerism, which really expanded my writing and creative talents. And I learned so much about selfless service. And towards the end of my journey, one day while I was covering an event sponsored by the Chinese students at a home for elders, something came over me. And I asked myself a question: what was the real purpose of this journey? And Dr. Veronica, something happened. It was like the voice in the movie Field of Dreams that responded, it was all about love.
Wow.
And there were flashbacks in my mind, like scenes from a movie, of all the loving experiences and encounters during my journey. And therefore, my transformation really was gradual and sudden, subtle, actually. And I didn't really realize the full impact until I returned to the States. But I knew that I had changed and that my life would never be the same. And Dr. Veronica, I would like to address the second question. How does this relate to the human family? You know, through my travels, the time spent in Malaysia, you know, I had the opportunity to travel to Vietnam, along the Mekong River, to indigenous communities, and thereafter throughout Turkey. And I felt a sense of oneness, that we are not separate, no matter where we live and who we are. And on many occasions, I was told, we are family. Our skin colors may be different, but we're all connected. And what binds us, Dr. Veronica, is this divine love, that spark that is within all of us. And I was told, I will never forget, I was told by an Indian lady, I spent a lot of time with Indian families and events at their homes. And she told me, she said, even though we have different ways of worshiping, there is one source. And that was so profound. And Dr. Veronica, I was often in places where people did not speak English, but we were connected by our hearts. And I learned that love is a universal language, and we are all part of the human family.
That's right. We certainly are. And just before we go to break, I'd like to just ask you one other quick question. You talked in your book about coming home to your true self. How did your journey inspire this concept and your memoir, The Long Journey Home?
Actually, it was a journey, even though I was far away from home. It was a journey, really, to myself. You know, it was a coming home to myself, because as I indicated, I was disconnected. I felt fragmented. And what I was really yearning for was myself. So being in this environment, you know, out of the madness, being peaceful, meditational walks, it's like I came home to me. I had the time to disconnect. And, you know, I wrote an article even in Savannah East about, you know, home is our sanctuary, but home is within, and home is presence, home is peace, and home is love, and home is within each of us.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for that. And home is certainly within us. And at this time, we will be taking a short commercial break. And when we return, we'll continue our discussion with our amazing guest, Dr. Jean Marie Farish, host for Voice America, World Talk Radio Empowerment Show, Love Light, Living in the Spirit of Love, award-winning, best-selling author, educator, certified rehabilitation counselor, and life coach on the topic, It's All About Love. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, out of sorts, and need to get away from the chaotic hustle and bustle of your busy life, Blissed, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, is a place where individuals and couples can schedule a 1 to 3 day stay to unwind, rest, and relax. Gather your thoughts and get into alignment with your body, mind, and spirit. During your retreat at Blist, you'll have the opportunity to take advantage of a range of amenities and services, or just enjoy time being with yourself in a contemplative, sacred healing space. After your stay at Blist, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, you will leave refreshed, rejuvenated, and renewed. To customize your retreat program, call 347-526-5116 or email vlynch@createwhole.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. If you have a question for Dr. Lynch or her guests, or you want to share your story, please join us on the show at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Now, back to the show with Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. And we are talking with our fabulous guest, Dr. Jean Marie Farish, host for Voice America World Talk Radio Empowerment Show, Love Light, Living in the Spirit of Love, on the topic, It's All About Love. Dr. Farish, you talked a little about the unworthiness. And I wanted to ask you, how do themes of unworthiness and lack of self-love play out in our lives?
Well, Dr. Veronica, I'd love to share how these things play out as it did in my life, so I can speak to this wholeheartedly. Dr. Veronica, we've learned some things about ourselves that's not the truth of who we really are. Living up, or shall I say, living down to familiar cultural, societal standards and expectations, we lose ourselves. And it's like wearing masks throughout our lives, always seeking approval from others. And I find that unworthiness is a major issue with the masses of people, feeling unworthy, unlovable, unloving, not good enough, and having to constantly strive to prove themselves, to fit in with the family, the job, and the social connections. Gosh, we wear ourselves out. And what is significant is that how we feel about ourselves have a tremendous impact in all key areas of our lives, and this includes spiritual, personal development, finance, romance, fun and recreation, business, career, and social. And I highlight this in my book, Living in the Spirit of Love, Our Natural State of Being, with the life care plan for readers to go through their own plan and for change and transformation to help them really remember who they really are. You know, we've been just immersed with all these deep conditioning beliefs. And what we really are looking for is our connection to ourselves. And, you know, really, as a messenger of love, it's so important for us to really live out these things in our lives as we make changes, because we are, I think we live outwardly. We're not connected to ourselves. And this leads to, you know, living out these faulty beliefs. And I know through teaching my class, Spirit of Love class, a lot of the students, participants, they indicated that, you know, it's easy to love others. You know, I love my husband, I love my children. And then when I asked them about themselves, they're like, wait a minute, I never thought about loving myself like that. And so therefore, you know, as Buddha quotes, you as much as anybody in the entire universe deserve your own love and affection. So we this plays out, you know, and we put ourselves last on the list. And for many, we even feel guilty about loving ourselves or putting ourselves first. So you can see why this can lead to, you know, really feeling more of this unworthiness. And as Drummond indicates, you know, the world is a schoolroom and life is an education. And the eternal lesson is how better we can learn love. And as indicated earlier, living in love is our greatest challenge. So I think we have to really devote our time and attention to our own self-love and self-care.
Yes.
And know that, yes, and as we mentioned earlier, that love is our divine birthright.
Yeah.
We don't have to seek approval to feel loved.
Thank you so much for that. What a profound concept here, because you were talking about how we feel about ourselves is so important. And what we say to and about ourselves is also important. And I love that we deserve to love our own ourselves, to give ourselves the kind of affection and the love that we give to others. And that is just so on point, because it is true how you feel about yourself. If you listen to what you're saying, it's going to make an impact on how you're living. So thank you so much for those beautiful words on unworthiness. And what changes, I want to get back to your transformational journey. What changes did you make in your life after your transformational journey? And was it easy?
Oh, I love this question, these questions, because as I indicated, the change was gradual and subtle, but actually writing my book, The Long Journey Home, helped me really process and capture what I really experienced. And needless to say, after I returned from this amazing life-changing journey, I had this burning desire to maintain this feeling of love and keep these feelings fresh. This experience of love that I had experienced that was life-changing, and this knowledge about myself to keep it fresh. So again, writing my memoir helped me kind of capture the essence of what I had learned and experienced. And I felt very different. Of course, I was returned to university. I was a professor and administrator in higher education. And at the beginning of each week, Dr. Veronica, I gifted myself with a dozen pink roses. And I placed them on my desk as an act of self-love and self-compassion.
Yes.
And the smell of those fresh flowers really reminded me of the Orient, the fragrance of the tropical flowers. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to really maintain that. And I know colleagues would come by my desk, gosh, somebody really loves you. And I said to myself, yes, it's me. It's me. But Dr. Veronica, the struggle was... I did have a struggle. There were deliberate attempts to disrupt my peace. And I had to resolve endless conflicts that had nothing to do with me that became emotionally taxing. And I also created a community project that was of no interest to others. So it became very challenging with daily tests. And after a year, I was divinely inspired to make a transition. So after 28 years in higher education, I left university and I focused my energy on self-love, self-care. I volunteered at the University Medical Center Children's Hospital. I established my nonprofit organization, Life Care Wellness Pep for Angels, to enrich lives and serve our community, but I had a special emphasis on children hospitalized, that I was inspired by my visit while in Malaysia, because I spent a lot of time with autistic children. Mm-hmm. And I secured partially funded grants from the Mississippi Arts Commission, and I sponsored the Primetime Family Time storytelling series with a variety of authors. And I also sponsored the Primetime Showtime Cultural Arts series for children, family, staff, and caregivers at University Medical Center. And we had ballet dancers, magicians, artists, you name it.
Wow.
You know, violinists, harpists. And you know, I realized that the children and the parents and the staff, you know, they spend so much time at the hospital and they didn't have opportunities to enjoy events of this nature. So, you know, this kind of led to really kind of a new trajectory for me. And as a result of my sponsoring the projects at the University Medical Center, they now host the Frannies Hour, which is a, you know, cultural arts activities for the entire hospital. So I really feel that what I did made a difference for the children, family, staff, and caregivers.
Yes, so exciting. So what were some of your aha moments during your transformational journey?
Oh, this is a great question. I love this. There were so many of them. First of all, Dr. Veronica, I felt a sense of freedom. Do you understand? Yeah. You know, my dress style changed to kind of acclimate with the different cultures, more colorful, free-flowing, lighter, that was more refreshing, right? Because it's like I was really transforming. You know, I didn't really... You know, we were kind of taught to be business oriented, wear your gray, navy blue, black suits. And so actually, when I was there, it's like I noticed color for the first time. It was like color was everywhere. And it was like, wow, look at the colors. And so that was refreshing and it gave me a sense of freedom. And of course, I shared with you my spiritual epiphany that it was all about love.
Yes.
And Dr. Veronica, I had an opportunity to slow down. So I would take meditational walks. I walked daily back and forth from work. And it gave me an opportunity to have that quiet time and alone time and connect to myself. And also, I became more aware of, you know, the importance of the environment, because they really stressed a lot about, you know, ecology and taking care of our environment. And so that was a change for me. And also the feeling of oneness, that connection through travels with the indigenous communities. And we took a travel along the villages in the Mekong River Valley. And I always felt this connection of oneness. And I think also that was so important. I found that connection to the inner child through spending time with the children at wow. the Autistic Center. They were, and I was a judge, I recall, they elected me to be a judge for the Mooncake Festival, where they created lanterns. And we walked through the neighborhood singing and carrying lanterns after the event. So, you know, there were just so many life-changing events and the plethora of cultural activities and events, spending time in the homes of Indian, my Indian colleagues, Chinese colleagues, and, you know, witnessing some of the cultural festivals and holidays. It was really life-changing.
Wow, what a transformational journey you've had. And you talk about your like creating a new story, a new love story. How did you create your new love story? And what is your guiding belief? And what are your strategies?
This question I really love, because in my class, the Spirit of Love class, you know, it's all about helping the participants create a new love story. Mm-hmm. And I must share that with your listeners that now is the time to create a new love story. It's time to shed these outworn and faulty beliefs about yourself. And in my book, Living in the Spirit of Love, Our Natural State of Being, in my introductory chapter, I share my authentic love story. And Dr. Veronica, Kierkegaard says, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward.
Mm.
And Stella Terrell Mann says, an unexamined life is not worth living. So this requires a lot of self-introspection and self-reflection. Dr. Veronica, I use the power of Sankofa from the Akan tribe in Ghana. Mm-hmm. The Sankofa is depicted as a mythological bird with its feet pointed forward, its head turned backwards, reaching for a fertile egg. And the analogy is to move forward and take what is fertile, hence those lessons learned. And Dr. Veronica, as I look back on my childhood, you know, forward, which is what I did, there were profound revelations, many of which were painful. And it took me a while to write my story. You know, and sometimes I would laugh at myself. Did you really do that? And there were times that I had to stop and reflect to ease my pain and be gentle with myself. But Dr. Veronica, I learned so much about myself, and memories came forward that had laid dormant. So I gained a sense of self-awareness and self-understanding, and I was able to connect the dots and discover when those faulty beliefs took root. So writing my love story, as I share with my participants in my class and through my books, it was cathartic, freeing, and healing, but it took time. And sometimes you may need a spiritual coach or insightful friend to, you know, really, you know, kind of dialogue about what you're experiencing. My spiritual friend provided a lot of insight because she had kind of lived through a lot of the experiences of my life. So I learned how to have a healthy relationship with myself, to be forgiving of myself, to care for myself, and to treat myself with acceptance, love, and compassion. And that's so empowering. And if you will, I'd like to just add some concluding points for your listeners.
Sure. Yes.
So look back, be gently reflective, discern lessons learned, and move forward. And in my article, The Power of a New Chapter, New Beginning, because this is what a new love story is about. It's about creating a new chapter in your life, a new love story. And I highlight, choose freedom, dream big, flow with life, live intimately, and move forward.
How profound. Thank you so much for that. And I love those points. Could you just repeat those points one more time for me?
Sure, I'd love to. Love and of course, as I indicated, I kind of use these in my classes that I teach and as I work with participants to create a new love story and shed these outworn beliefs. But sometimes, of course, it takes time for us to kind of, you know, go through our stories, to look back, you know, look at where those issues took root. So look back, but be gently reflective. Discern lessons learned and move forward. And again, the article that I highlight that I published in Savannah East, The Power of a New Chapter, New Beginning, I highlight, choose freedom, dream big, flow with life, live intimately, and move forward.
Thank you. Wonderful. And with those tips for creating a new love story, we're going to move on to our second break, commercial break. And when we return, we'll continue our discussion with our distinguished guest, Dr. Jean Marie Farish, host for Voice America World Talk Radio, Empowerment Show, Love Light, Living in the Spirit of Love, on the topic, It's All About Love. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, out of sorts, and need to get away from the chaotic hustle and bustle of your busy life, Blissed, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, is a place where individuals and couples can schedule a 1 to 3 day stay to unwind, rest, and relax. Gather your thoughts and get into alignment with your body, mind, and spirit. During your retreat at Blissed, you'll have the opportunity to take advantage of a range of amenities and services, or just enjoy time being with yourself in a contemplative, sacred healing space. After your stay at Blissed, an inward sanctuary plus wellness retreat center, you will leave refreshed, rejuvenated, and renewed. To customize your retreat program, call 347-526-5116 or email vlynch@createwhole.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to the Something Happened Talk Show. Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. If you have a question for Dr. Lynch or her guests, or you want to share your story, please join us on the show at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. Now, back to the show with Dr. Veronica R. Lynch.
Welcome back. Welcome back to our show. And if you are just joining us, we are talking with our awesome guest, Dr. Jean Marie Farish, host for Voice America World Talk Radio Empowerment Show, Love Light, Living in the Spirit of Love, award-winning and multiple best-selling author, professor, mentor, and life coach on the topic, It's All About Love. Yes. So Dr. Farish, tell us about your holistic model of love, recipe of love, and how you discovered this.
Well, Dr. Veronica, I am just delighted to share this because this is the crux of what we've been talking about. I adopted Henry Drummond's spectrum of love from his analysis of love, captured from the theme of love, which is by Paul cited in 1 Corinthians 13. Henry Drummond was an 18th century Scottish evangelist, counselor, author, teacher, and world traveler. And I studied his work and his life. And in his honor and acknowledgement, I wrote my book, Living in Love, Character and Philosophy of Henry Drummond. I felt a connection with his work. And he truly lived in love. And the nine ingredients in the spectrum of love includes patience, kindness, generosity, humility, courtesy, unselfishness, good temper, gallantness, and sincerity. And my holistic model of love includes these nine ingredients. And it's like baking a cake. Not one can be missing for perfect holistic love. It's quite something to strive for. But, you know, what is most essential is practicing these ingredients for yourself first. And then the more you love yourself, the more you can love others.
Wow. I love that analogy about baking the cake and the missing ingredients. And how do you incorporate this in your daily life? Is it that easy?
No.
And how do you sustain your practice?
Well, Dr. Veronica, this is a great question because it takes constant awareness. And I have to really ask myself questions during the day. Are you living in love? What's going on with you? Because sometimes, you know, I fall back and I have to ask myself, go through that self-reflection. What's happening with you? You know, I know, but what happens, Dr. Veronica, the more I practice these ingredients and aware of them and know what they mean, I know when I'm off track immediately. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that I love being in love. Right? Being in this spirit of love, I know immediately when I'm off track. And so therefore, through questioning and self-reflection, being present with myself, being mindful, you know, I can get back on track. And what I do, Dr. Veronica, I call out, okay, you're not being patient with yourself.
Yeah.
Right? All right. You're not being kind to yourself. And then I get myself back on track. And I wrote the book, which is a companion book to my first book, Living in the Spirit of Love, Our Natural State of Being. This book recently published is the Love Mastery Devotion Journal. And it's a 21-day weekly journal prompts and has 21 weekly journal prompts and affirmations. And I follow this daily. And I post daily on my websites and, you know, Facebook communities and even on TikTok. So I you know, really kind of put these ingredients out there for people to become more aware. Mm-hmm. And through, again, self-reflection, asking yourself questions, self-examination, you can get yourself back on track. But you first of all have to know, you know, more about these ingredients. And I do have, you know, some, you know, highlights for those nine ingredients if you have time. I know we may be running out, but I don't mind sharing, you know, some of maybe an affirmation for each.
So that, yes, real quick. Yes.
Okay.
Real quick.
All right. Well, for example, love is patient, and that's being calm and self-composed. and to endure without complaining. I take my time during the day. Simply put, love is kind, being considerate, compassionate, and gentle. I am a vessel of kindness and create positive change. Love is generous, to be giving and sharing of your time, attention, and resources. I am generous and increase my abundance by sharing with others. Love is humility, to be modest and accepting, forgiving, to see the best in yourself. I am improving myself every day, and I'm open to learning each day. Love is courteous, to be polite and respectful, gracious. I embrace life with a cheerful heart. Love is unselfishness, to be charitable, giving, altruistic, bountiful. I am selfless and reflect the goodness of life. Love is guileless, that's being pure in heart and thoughts, refraining from evil thoughts. I am responsive in healthy ways. And then we have good temper, to be good natured, lighthearted, pleasant. I am in control of my emotions, and love is sincere, the last one, to be truthful, authentic, know what feels right, know what feels good. I am the expression of truth and speak my truth with grace. So, Dr. Veronica, these are the ingredients in the recipe of love that will help you dwell in love and have a better relationship with yourself and others.
Oh, thank you so much for that, Dr. Farish. That is so powerful. Wow, I love that. So are there any final tips or inspirational thoughts you would like to share with our listeners at this time?
Yes, I would. Thank you so much for asking me that. Of course, the most profound, it's all about love. Do all things with great love. Celebrate yourself. You know, and there, I write several articles almost regularly for Savannah East, and there are four steps to living and loving wholeheartedly. And I share being curious, be courageous, be creative, be unselfish. And another article I wrote, listen to the inner voice of love. It will guide you in the right direction. Giving yourself downtime, having a soulful engagement with yourself. Authentic writing can be helpful. You know, creative inspiration is always uplifting, and trust the source. And the another article that I like to highlight, four universal principles of conscious loving. Love yourself, live your potential, love wholeheartedly, and live by higher ideals. Wow. And this will help you evolve in love.
Thank you. Thank you. It's certainly, certainly all about love. So tell us about your award with Beeky Winterton at the 4th Annual Transformational Author Experience Contest. And how did that change your life's trajectory?
Yes, I am just delighted to share this, and our beloved Vicky, for whom I'm grateful. Of course, after writing my memoir, The Long Journey Home, after coming from a journey in Malaysia, I again received an email from Christine Closure about this book proposal and this writing contest. And of course, I entered The Long Journey Home, and I was one of, and Dr. Veronica, something happened.
Yes.
I received an email months later that I was one of 35 global award winners of the fourth annual Transformational Author Experience Writing Contest. And I was the recipient of Vicky Winterton's prize from Expert Insights Publishing to be featured on the cover of Published Magazine with a global radio interview. So since then, I'm, of course, an award-winning international best-selling author. I've been featured in Published Magazine and, of course, BookMad Magazine, avid writer of Savannah East. It's like everything kind of took off from that point. And it changed the trajectory of, you know, my purpose and my mission. And, you know, talk shows, TV segments for authors. So I ran the whole gamut of sharing the message of love and spreading the message of love. And I'm grateful for Vicky Winterton's award.
Yes, and I am too grateful for having known Vicki Winterton. And I must say that I am also, you and I are co-authors in a couple of those books that were published by Vicki Winterton's at Insights Publishing. And I'm so grateful to have had that experience with her and with you. I know that you have many resources to share. Would you please tell us about them?
Yes, of course. I have two websites. And of course, on my websites, www.jeanferrisjourney.com. And I have Dr. Jean Marie Ferris, ConsciousLoving.com. And your listeners can go to the website. They can review the articles that I've published, that I've, some of which I've shared on our show today. And I have a Facebook page, Love Cocktail Minute, Relax, Refresh, Renew for Daily Inspiration. I have a Facebook community, Lovers Lane, Feel Good Now Community, and I post daily. And these are really messages of love and inspiration to really help people become more aware and mindful of what love is and to be aware of themselves and their lives. And of course, recommended books, Living in the Spirit of Love, Our Natural State of Being, and the companion book, Love Mastery Devotion Journal, the weekly 21-day journal prompts and affirmations, that's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, and Balboa Press website.
Thank you for that. And can you tell us about Love Light and how listeners can access your show on Voice America?
Oh, yes. I just love my show, Love Light, Living in the Spirit of Love, which you have been on several times.
Yes, I'm so blessed and fortunate to have been on it with you, multiple guests. Thank you.
Yes, we have guests. I have guests from all around the world, and we air live each Friday, 9 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock Eastern. The shows are live and on demand, and your listeners can connect with us. They can Google Love Light Voice America, the Voice America show /3934/Love Light. And, you know, they can look at the shows that are upcoming and listen on demand. So, again, I am just delighted to have guests who join me from around the world on empowering topics. That
yes,
the mission is really all about love.
Awesome. And there certainly is. And I understand you have a free gift for our listeners. Can you tell us about it and how can our listeners access it?
Yes, certainly. I will gift listeners with a gift copy of the book, My Love Light Reflection Journal. And they can email me at jean72farish@yahoo.com. And this will get them on their journey to really living in love and being more aware of themselves in their daily life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Farish, for such a generous gift. And thank you so much for being a guest on our show today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Veronica, for inviting me to be a guest on your show. And again, I close with live in love and see your life change.
Thank you so much. You know, self-love is an inside job, and we have the right and the freedom to choose to love ourselves. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you for tuning in and sharing this time with us. And a special thank you to the Voice America team. We have a great lineup of future guests who will be on our show, which airs every Tuesday, 12 noon EST, 11 a.m. CST, and 9 a.m. PST. So I hope you will tune in next week when our topic will be the journey of the soul. If you enjoyed today's show, please tell others so we can continue to grow our community. You've been listening to Something Happened, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges with your host, Dr. Veronica Lynch. So until next time, live, laugh, and be happy.
Thanks for listening to the Something Happened Talk Show, Seniors Accounts of Overcoming Challenges. We hope we have inspired you with our stories today. Until the next time we share, have a wonderful week.